Illinois Bishop Accuses Progressive San Diego Cardinal Robert McElroy of Heresy. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 1, 2023. Rome, the redoubtable Bishop of Springfield, Illinois, has publicly accused San Diego Cardinal Robert McElroy of heresy for his rejection of the Church's basic moral teaching. Unfortunately, it is not uncommon today to hear Catholic leaders affirm unorthodox views that, not too long ago, would have been espoused only by heretics, Bishop Thomas Poprocki affirms in an essay Tuesday in First Things. It is deeply troubling to consider the possibility that prelates holding the office of diocesan bishop in the Catholic Church may be separated or not in full communion because of heresy, Bishop Poprocki writes, because they reject essential truths of the faith. While never explicitly mentioning his name, Bishop Poprocki cites Cardinal McElroy, pictured, and takes him to task for the latter's suggestion that gay sex is not sinful and that any Catholic should be able to receive the Eucharist, even if in a state of grave sin. Both of these opinions stand in stark contrast to the Church's long-standing teaching, going all the way back to St. Paul. Both the cases in fact involve heresy, since heresy is defined as the obstinate denial or obstinate doubt after the reception of baptism of some truth which is to be believed by divine and Catholic faith, states Poprocki, who is himself a prominent canon lawyer and chairman-elect of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Canonical Affairs and Church Governance. Moreover, Poprocki declares, according to canon law, an apostate from the faith, a heretic, or a schismatic incurs a late sententiae excommunication, which is a sentence that is automatically incurred without any canonical process. Since a person who espouses heresy has separated himself from the communion of the Church, heretics inflict the penalty of excommunication upon themselves, he adds. Turning to the specific examples cited above, the bishop goes on to cite St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, in which Paul states, "Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself." 1 Corinthians 11:27-29. Thus, the Catechism of the Catholic Church states that anyone aware of having sinned mortally must not receive communion without having received absolution in the sacrament of penance, he notes. The Catechism also teaches that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered and are contrary to the natural law and therefore under no circumstances can they be approved, Poprocki observes. For his part, Cardinal McElroy has insisted that the real problem is with Church teaching as expressed in the Catechism, which should be modified to offer a more positive view of gay sex. "I've said for some years," McElroy argued last month in an interview with the Jesuit-run America magazine, "that the intrinsically disordered language is a disservice. It's a terrible word and it should be taken out of the Catechism," he declared. McElroy also proposed abolishing the distinction between orientation and activity when talking about homosexuality, since it inevitably suggests dividing the LGBT community into those who refrain from sexual activity and those who do not. In this way, the distinction between temptation and sin would be completely washed away. In his essay Tuesday, Bishop Poprocki writes that if a cardinal of the Catholic Church, like any other Catholic who denies settled Catholic teaching, embraces heresy, the result is automatic excommunication from the Catholic Church. Only the Pope can remove a cardinal from office or dismiss him from the clerical state in the case of heresy or other grave crimes, he adds. But if he does not do so, the unseemly prospect arises of a cardinal, excommunicated late sententiae due to heresy, voting in a papal conclave. "We must pray that the Holy Spirit will not let this happen, and will inspire anyone who espouses heretical views to renounce them and seek reconciliation with our Lord and His Church," Poprocki concludes. Pope Francis elevated Bishop McElroy to the rank of cardinal in 2022, earning him kudos from the leader of a dissident Catholic LGBT advocacy group who proclaimed McElroy the kind of prelate our Church needs. Follow at Williams Rome.